belongs to me, you'd say
it's mine, or it's yours.
And if it belongs to both of us,
it's ours.
Right. And if it belongs to them,
it's them. It belongs to them.
It's
theirs.
And if it belongs to him,
it's his.
And to her,
hers.
And if people have come to visit you and they're about to leave, you'd say to them,
goodbye.
What if you wanted to visit you again?
Come see us again.
Is there some other way you could say that? Would you ever use if somebody's came to visit you and they left their car on the road, you might say to them, you better move it or someone's going to run into
your car.
Well, how would you say that? Could you say a you kind of word if somebody came to visit you? Could you say you come back again, or y'all come back again, or you all come back again?
Yes,
What would you say?
Y'all.
So how many people would that be?
Be more than one.
Could you ever say y'all to one person?
No.
Using that word again.
Y'all.
Mm-hmm. Now, if somebody's been to a party and they started to leave, and you were asking about, like their coats, then you say, well, where are
our coats?
Talk about their coats.
Where are their coats?
But using a word like y'all, where are?
That would be your coats.
Would you ever say, where are y'all's coats?
Yes, that's frequently used. But I don't think I would say it, but it's used frequently.
What would you say?
Your.
Well, talking about that car thing again, you'd say, well, you better go move your car. Someone's going to run into
your car.
You'd say you were there.
But y'all is used real frequently, but I would say you're.
Oh, yes. Right. Well, if you were asking about people at a party, you'd say, what? If you were asking somebody who's been to the party.
Who had been to the party? Who all went to the party?
If a group of children, same kind of question, that obviously belong to more than one family, you'd ask them, what?
Whose children are these, or who are your parents?
Alright. Well, would you ever say, who all's children are you?
I wouldn't, but it is used real frequently, very frequently.
You hear it a lot?
Yes, they're common.
Well, now, if you were asking about the remarks a speaker made, or maybe a preacher made or something, and that you hadn't gone to hear, you might say, what? If your husband went and he came back and you say, if you want to know, what would you say to him?
What all did the preacher say? What all?
If no one else will look out for some of them, you say they've got to look out for
themselves.
And if no one else would do it for him, you'd say he better do it
himself.
And now I have some questions about different kinds of bread. Now, what is made like with flour that you bake in loaves?
Loaf bread.
Now, when it's made to rise, what do you use?
Yeast.
And you call it that?
Loaf bread.
That's what
or
you
yeast bread.
Well, what are some other kinds of bread made with flour?
Quick bread.
Tell me about some of them.
Quick bread? Well, like banana bread or nut bread or raisin bread.
Well, tell me about some of them. How do you make this?
Well, you use your, you would mix your shortening and sugar and then blend your eggs in and then slowly mix your flour and your raisins. And your flavoring, or if it was